Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite-Size podcast. My name is Steve Hall. We're here to talk about the Liverpool news of the day and a time of recording the main news, and it's all about Xabi Alonso, of course, and his decision to stay at Bayer Leverkusen, meaning Liverpool must look elsewhere for their replacement for Jurgen Klopp. Just to let you know, straight off the bat, this news show doesn't contain too much in terms of injury news, injury updates, etc., etc., etc. Jurgen's press conference is a little bit later in the day. So if you're after your injury updates on this podcast feed, we will have Jurgen's press conference in full. So if you're listening a bit later on, I'm sure that's already in your feed now. If not, it'll be there very, very shortly. So yeah, go and check all that good stuff out from the manager as he goes and gets his team ready to face Brighton at the weekend. In the feed already is the match preview for that show as well. So if you're looking to get yourselves up to date with the Brighton game, those are the places for you guys to go. But this show is going to focus heavily on the future. I've been saying for a while, I've kind of not really been paying too much attention to the manager stuff just because this season is massive. Liverpool are 10 games to go in a title race that they are very much in. There's a Europa League to go back to Dublin and win as well. But you can't ignore the fact that on the Alonso stuff that ideally, I think Liverpool's ideal candidate and probably the preferred candidate of, I would say, the very, very vast majority of the fan base is no longer going to be available. I'm guessing most of you guys listening to this right now will have wanted Xabi Alonso to be the next Liverpool manager, and I was in total agreement. That's exactly what I wanted as well. But according to numerous reports, it came out last night from the likes of Paul Joyce, Chris Bascombe, the local Liverpool beat writers, etc., that Liverpool had been made aware that Alonso was going to stay in Germany, and therefore he wasn't a candidate. Liverpool have been aware of this for a while. Their due diligence told them as such, so this has not come as a huge surprise to them. But today, obviously, it's been confirmed. Alonso's told his Bayer Leverkusen players he's going to stick with them for at least one more season. He's hopefully going to finish this season with the Bundesliga trophy, which it looks very, very likely he is. He's going to want to defend that trophy next season and, of course, take Leverkusen back into the Champions League. So, yeah, Liverpool's former midfielder, the man that we all pretty much have wanted to replace Jurgen Klopp this summer, is no longer a viable option. He's off the board. So who are Liverpool going to get? That is the million-dollar question, I suppose. According to Paul Joyce, Ruben Amorim of Sporting has a £17 million release clause, and he's very, very high, if not at the top of Liverpool's list. Mel Reddy, of course, of Sky Sports, said that Amorim is the leading candidate now to take over from Klopp when he departs this summer. He's obviously announced that he's going to be standing down. On Amorim, he's had great success at Sporting, of course. He helped break up the Porto-Benfica dominance of Portugal. His team are currently top of the league and are in the Europa League quarterfinals. Not too much difference than Liverpool, of course. The thing with Ruben is that the knock on him, of course, is that he's done it in Portugal. I find that a bit disrespectful, to be honest with you, because Sporting are a big club. They're dealing with other big clubs. You know, it's not like, and I mean this with all due respect, it's not like winning the French league with PSG when you've got the biggest budget by far, and if you don't win the league, it's a massive failure. With Portugal, given obviously Porto, who we saw very, very recently take Arsenal right to penalties in the Champions League, you look at Benfica, who are a possible semi-final opponent for Liverpool if they can get through Marseille, Sporting as well. So it's worth mentioning, like, he's not a mug's game. You know, I think people are being a bit too quick to write off of course, playing in Portugal isn't as difficult, but it's one of those, isn't it? Really, the fact that he got his team to a last 16 of a European Europa League. Obviously, they just lost out in the end to Atlanta Sporting, but I think you've got to say, given the fact that he's got his team competing in Europe, he got to the knockout stages of European competition, he's fighting against two other big European clubs, both of whom were in Europe until very, very recently. I think it's worth giving him a little bit of respect as well. He's done well in his career so far. He's only young, you know, he's at the age of 39 as a manager. And again, he's won what, I'm just looking now, as a player, by the way, he had the playing pedigree. Of course, he won trophies at Benfica. As a manager, he already won the league last 2021 with Sporting. He's on course to potentially do it again this season. I think he does deserve a bit of respect. He's broken up that Benfica Porto dominance, so fair play to him. And I'm looking for, if it is him, I'm willing to give it a shot. Of course, we have to. Whoever it is has to be given our backing. But it looks like if he is the preferred candidate, and I can kind of see why. In terms of other options, Roberto De Zerbi of Brighton, who of course Liverpool are going to face this weekend, apparently ranks really highly up on that list as well. Julian Nagelsmann, currently in charge of Germany, he does as well. In terms of style of play and stuff, I can kind of get it with both of them. De Zerbi deserves a lot of credit for what he's done with Brighton. I think he's made them better than the team that he was left by, Graham Potter. He's had to deal with losing all his players, either to injury or they get sold on him. And the underlying stats, you know, the attacking stats of De Zerbi's Brighton are very, very good. Obviously, there's still loads of ups and downs when you watch Brighton. They're a bit helter-skelter. I think that can change if you come to Liverpool, because I think you've got better players, so I don't think you have to be as gung-ho. My main issue, I'll be honest with Roberto De Zerbi, is I personally just don't like him. I don't think he's a very likeable person. And I wonder how much people agree, disagree with that. I don't know. But I think that is a worry. Whoever comes in, listen, it's going to be impossible to have the relationship that Jurgen Klopp has with the Liverpool fan base, because that was unique and that was special. But you've got to have some relationship. I don't think there's ever been a Liverpool manager who's been successful who the fans didn't fully back. When the fans are unsure about you, it doesn't tend to go well. I think Hodgson is the obvious example of that. But even a little bit of Brendan Rodgers, who... I think it's fair to say people were dubious of with some of the things he was saying and doing. Obviously, he come relatively close, of course, to winning the title, and he'd have been a legend if he did, but he didn't, and then it went sour kind of quickly. The thing with De Zerbi, I don't know if he's got the likability. I don't even know if that matters to other people. Maybe it's just to me. I actually think the same of Nagelsmann. I've never really got him as a character as well, but again, this might just be me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
The interesting one is Pep Lijnders, Jurgen's assistant manager. Now, given the fact that Alonso's off the table, I wondered if Pep would have been a potential option, but according to James Pearce, in The Athletic, Lijnders is not in the running to succeed Jurgen Klopp. He's actually on the shortlist to become the new Ajax manager. I wonder if that changes with the Alonso stuff. I wonder if Pep is willing to have a conversation. Maybe he already has and he's ruled himself out. Maybe that was a decision that Liverpool made to rule him out. But I've never been a big fan of the number two becoming the number one. Of course, Liverpool have had huge success doing it in the past. You know, when with the boot room, obviously, out goes Bill Shankly, in comes Bob Paisley. It went very, very well. But I've never been a huge fan. But given the squad that Liverpool have got, given the squad that Liverpool have built and Pep's been a part of, I wouldn't mind that if that did happen. It looks like that's not going to be the case. The reporting is that he isn't on the table. But now that Xabi has officially ruled himself out, and I've got a quote here from him, from Xabi Alonso in his press conference. He says, "My job at Bayer is not over. I want to help the club, help the players develop. The board is great. It's all fantastic here. I'm still a young coach, but I think this is the best decision for my future. I took my time and I'm sure about that." He's obviously had offers from Liverpool. He's been offered the Bayern Munich job, but Xabi chosen to stay, and he's explained his reasoning why there. I haven't heard that. I wonder if that is a possible option. I don't know. By all accounts, it's not, but I wonder if that stuff from Alonso does dramatically change things. But it does look like, to go back to it, that Ruben Amorim is the preferred candidate. There's been other names bandied about there as well, but it feels like now, you know, everyone's gone from watching Bayer Leverkusen games and getting very, very excited about Xabi Alonso's Bayer Leverkusen. Maybe now we all need to go back and start watching sporting games. It's a shame on Alonso. Make no bones about it. He would have been my choice. He would have been the top choice, but he's decided to stay for whatever reason. You know, the cynic in me thinks that maybe there's a Real Madrid job on the horizon for Xabi Alonso further down the line. But he's decided to stay. The way he's putting it is that he said he feels comfortable at his club. Fair enough. Absolutely fair play to him. If that's the man he is, Alonso, he's a loyal man, by all accounts, then fair enough. I hope he does well at Leverkusen. I hope he wins the league this year. I hope he wins the league next year. The door won't be closed on him becoming a Liverpool manager in the future, of course. Hopefully, though, given the fact that he's chosen not to do it now, hopefully it's a long way down the road, because if it is, that might mean that a Ruben Amorim or a De Zerbi or a Nagelsmann or whoever it is has great success at the football club. But yeah, disappointing, but I think I've seen a lot of hysteria about it, and I keep going back to the fact that Liverpool, for the most part, are really good at hiring. They get most of their hires right, whether it be internally in terms of staffing or, of course, in terms of players, all that kind of stuff. I would trust them to get it right. We all lauded the fact that Michael Edwards is back involved in the football club at some regard. He's going to have a massive, massive say on this. So if we trust him, then we'll trust him to get it right. I'll be honest, I don't think it's the best time to be looking for a manager. There aren't no outstanding superstar candidates. Alonso, for me, was the best of them. So they're going to have to do the work. By all accounts, Amorim scores highly on the metrics that Liverpool are kind of looking at, so it might be him. It looks like it's probably going to be him as well. I don't think he was there Sporting. He's been there for, you know, 4 years now, so I think the time could be right for him to move. But I would trust Liverpool to get this right. More often than not, they tend to do it. You know, I know the owners get a lot of criticism, and some of it's justified, some of it's not. One of the things that I think they're really, really good at is getting the best people in place. The structure of the football club tends to remain strong, and then those people come and do make an environment which makes it easier for new people to come involved. And so Michael Edwards, etc., I think they would make it quite comfortable for the likes of Ruben Amorim or whoever it is to come in. And also, whoever it is taking over a hell of a squad. The downside is you're replacing Jurgen Klopp. So from a personality point of view, and maybe a gravitas point of view, that's difficult. But if you look at the type of team that someone's going to take over, Alisson Becker, Virgil van Dijk, Ibu Konate, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Conor Bradley, Alexis McAllister, Dom Szoboszlai, Nunes, your Diaz, your Gappo, we'll see what the future lies for the likes of Salah, etc. But you know, I didn't even mention some, like, you know, Harvey Elliott and their Joe Gomez, like top players. You're going to get a top squad whoever takes over. And I would trust Liverpool to be able to put the right man in place. But what we do know, of course, is that man is not going to be Xabi Alonso. Right, I'm going to start wrapping up the Bite Size podcast there. Like I say, if you want more updates on the Brighton game, go and check out Jürgen's press conference. If it's not available already, it'll be out there very, very shortly. But I'm sure by the time you listen to this, it will be there for you as well. We've also got the preview show where me, John and Dan had a big old chat about all things Liverpool versus the Seagulls this weekend. And of course, do check out the watch along this weekend. If you've never watched the Red Men watch along before, effectively put the game on your telly, press mute on your commentary, and then on your second screen, tune in to us, sync it up, we'll commentate for you, but it'll be completely, completely biased from a Liverpool point of view. You can interact with the show using the live chat feature as well, get your thoughts and comments read out throughout the game. It's just a better experience. I think it's a better fan experience than just watching, listening to the commentary on the telly, which sometimes can do your head in. So yeah, come and check all that good stuff out, and we'll be back with another episode of Bite Size on Monday when Liverpool have hopefully got three more points in the bag. See you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.